1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully you guys are off to a great start. We're finally in November. We're post-Halloween. Sometimes, it's always a toss-up. Sometimes, after Halloween, I just immediately get into the Christmas spirit. But this year, I'm telling you, I'm focusing on the harvest, the fall time, man. You got to give it, yeah. I'll leave it up to you whether you want to celebrate it immediately after Halloween. I mean, I can understand it. I just think the music portion of it needs to chill a little bit because I don't know. I just don't get into the Christmas music mood until around Thanksgiving. It's like I need to be able to absorb some of the fall weather. You know, it almost feels like, I don't know, people just give up after Halloween. They're just like, yeah, whatever. We're done with fall. Let's just get to Christmas. It's like, no, what we're... Don't be in such a hurry to get over there, man. Like, we still got some good weather ahead of us. I'm not in a rush to scrape off my windshield, okay? I'm not ready for that. I'm glad I have a remote start on my car, which is the first time I've ever had that ever. So that's going to come in handy, but I am not in a rush to bust out the brush. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So I was scrolling through Facebook the other day, and I saw a voice actor, one of my favorite voice actors, Rob Paulsen. He did so many cartoons in the 80s and 90s. He was the voice for Raphael in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And he played Donatello when they brought that show back to Nickelodeon. He was in Animaniacs. He was in the Goofy movie. And he's been in hundreds of television and film. Well, I didn't realize this dude was from Michigan. He was actually from my hometown. Apparently, he lived in my hometown at one point because he starts rattling off a bunch of cities in a video that was posted yesterday. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, we have a link to the video where he's actually on the sidelines at the Detroit Lions game yesterday. But he's there cheering on the team. And I had no idea this dude was from Michigan. He was born in Detroit, and he lived in Michigan for a while. He went to University of Michigan, Flint, I believe, and then he ended up dropping out in the 70s to go to LA because he wanted to get into show business, and that clearly worked out for him because even today he's doing stuff and he defeated throat cancer. This guy's been through a lot, but super cool. He's like one of my favorite actors because like Raphael was always and still is my favorite Ninja Turtle, and the fact that this dude voiced him, I always loved that cartoon. And I had no idea that this guy was actually from Michigan. So now he's even set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl in 45 on the Rocker. With a recording career that spans over 50 years, Room Full of Blues is the longest touring blues band in the world and was founded by guitar legend Duke Robillard in 1967. Their 1997 Under One Roof album demonstrates the full range of Roomful's musical prowess. Every type of blues under one roof. Standouts from the album are Running Out of Time, Smack Dab in the Middle, and Switching in the Kitchen. This album is a fun celebration of the band's storied history. Go grab yourself a copy. This has been Vinyl in 45 on the Rocker.
We're switching in the kitchen, getting ready for the party tonight.
RKR. It's Mark Frankhouse, and it's time to check in with Catholic Charities and another great organization helping people here in Southwest Michigan getting ready for the Rocker to the Rescue Radiothon at Presidential Brewing Friday, November 21st. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Catholic Charities, so we're trying to raise $50,000 for their 50th year. And right now I'm joined by Nicole from Bridges Mental Health and Caring Network. Nicole, welcome back to the Rocker Morning Show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So remind our audience what you do at Bridges and Caring Network and what services Bridges provides for the community.
So Bridges Mental Health, we provide outpatient counseling, and we also are in some of the schools in the area, in the nine counties that the diocese serves. And we do groups, and we partner with a lot of hospitals to help with perinatal mood and anxiety disorders for new moms and dads. So we provide those services. One of our therapists also specializes in substance abuse, and one of them also specializes in play therapy for kids. So those are also opportunities that we offer through Bridges.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We'll check back in with you tomorrow. And if you want to be a part of a big change here in Southwest Michigan and help support your community, visit ccdok.org and come to Presidential Brewing Friday, November 21st for the Rocker to the Rescue Radiothon from sunup till sundown. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Freikas. So revisiting Creedence is a band that's made up of touring members of CCR, Dan McGinnis and Kurt Griffey, with lead vocals, lead guitars. And these guys are phenomenal musicians. They played all over the world and they're bringing their show to Kalamazoo at Miller Auditorium early on next year. And we got a pair of tickets all week long. And all you got to do is listen for the CCR song to play between 8 and 9 every single day on the Rocker Morning Show. So when you hear CCR, give me a call, 978-1077. When you hear that CCR song, I'm going to hook you guys up with a pair of tickets to seeing Revisiting Creedence's show is coming to Miller Auditorium. It's going to be a hell of a lot. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Freikhaus. So there's something that's been going around lately that my coworker was talking about sliders at gas stations. And I was like, I've never heard of any kind of gas station selling a slider. Maybe like some cheeseburgers. She's like, no, that's not what I'm talking about. So you know where my mind is at automatically. These are people who apparently sliders are basically, it's kind of an interesting thing. She is like already like super like kind of paranoid when it comes to like pulling up into a gas station. But the concept of a slider is basically someone that pulls up next to you at the pump and then slides in or reaches into your vehicle to swipe your purse, your wallet, or something else that's valuable inside while you're distracted at the pump. And if you open up the 107.7 RKR app, she kind of talks about this and her experience as well. I'm curious what you guys think about this. 978-1077. Have you ever been in a situation like that where someone tried to get like super extra around your vehicle, like super uncomfortable? Like, it's exactly why whenever I get out of my car at the gas station, it's like close the door, lock it, windows up, because I'm not trying to have somebody jump in my vehicle and take my stuff and dip out before I even know they're gone. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Freikhaus. We do this thing with BC Pizza Kalamazoo called Workplace of the Week. We have a lot of workplaces who are jamming the rocker throughout the week, and we want to give back to you guys by throwing you a pizza party. And this week, Michigan Youth Challenge Academy in Battle Creek, Stacy Gwynn got the hookup, so her and her workplace are going to get thrown that pizza party. If you want to get in on it, make sure you hit us up on the workplace button, the 107.7 RKR app, WRKR.com. That's how you win that workplace, and that's how you win that pizza party. Every Friday, we'll welcome in BC Pizza, and we will announce a new workplace of the week. So plenty of time to get those. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Freikhaus. I love it when people move to Michigan and they're just getting acclimated to the Michigan U-turn, because I personally think it's probably one of the best unique turns that we have in the United States. But one that's been adopted from Europe in Michigan that I love personally is the roundabout. I have no problem with roundabouts. It's a very simple concept. If you pay attention, you know how to work it. If you don't, man, I've got too many things to say about you. The roundabout is not that difficult, people. Just take a minute, okay, put the phone down, or maybe pick it up and watch a video on how to properly do roundabouts. There's a new one that's going to be coming here to West Michigan. You open up the 107.7 RKR app, we show you where this new roundabout is going here. I want to know from you, though, 978-1077, if you had any scary instances using a roundabout, what you think of them. If you think they're good, do you think they're bad? I'm open table. So if you can make a good case, I'll have your back.